We're all the way up to 4 degrees above zero at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Tom Mann from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Tom.
Cold morning.
yes, indeed. What are the markets doing so far?
Well, we're going to start out with a little information first. The markets are remaining relatively quiet over the last week. The shutdown, government shutdown, and China negotiations are the main reasons. Government shutdown doesn't allow for any government reports to come out, so it doesn't have any reporting mechanism to make it react. Markets, I don't know whether it's good or bad, but the markets are less volatile. We've had a 7-cent trading range in corn this week and 10 on beans. So that kind of gives you an idea of what's going on. Shutdown is in the 34th day, no end in sight. Both sides voted proposals yesterday in the Senate, and neither passed. So, and I did see this morning there's an emergency funding bill for the wall, so maybe that'll take some of the steam out of the shutdown. China, talks are ongoing. Heard it called wax on, wax off yesterday. I think everybody gets that. Trade is kind of brisk. In the pre-tariff area, you know, we're going to, I think it's March 1st or something like that when the tariffs are going to begin to kick in. And we see that there's going to be a meeting next week. I don't know that there's going to be much of a change. It's going to be a slow process. Markets are in a wait-and-see attitude. Informa came out with an acreage projection on corn yesterday at 91.5 million acres. That's up 2.4 million acres. If you use some projected numbers, 175 bushel to the acre yield on corn will keep us near 1.7 billion carry out, which is where we're at right now. That's adequate. If we drop 10 bushel to 165, that'd put us at 1.2 billion carry out, and that means the stocks are getting a little tight. So that's the thing to keep an eye on is, you know, as we move forward here is yields. If we take that 2.4 million acres from soybeans and use even a reduced yield to 45, we still have more than an ample carryout number at near 500 million. In the markets this morning, we're looking at they're trading both sides. March corn right now is flat at 377. Dece is down one at 399 and three quarters. March soybeans, 915 and three quarters, down a quarter. November, 955 and a half, down one. And July wheat is off three at 531. That's what I got.
All right, Tom. Thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
That's Tom Mann joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. 4 degrees at 8:59. And stay with us. Coming up is 1A right after NPR News. Taking a quick check of current conditions. Still on either side of zero this morning. We're at 4 degrees above zero here in Urbana. West wind around 10 miles per hour. And that puts our wind chill at about 15 below right now. 2 below zero in Bloomington Normal. 2 above in Decatur. 2 above in Danville. 1 above zero in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny, bitterly cold this morning. Wind chills 15 to 30 below. Then increasing clouds this afternoon with snow likely late in the day at a high of 18 degrees. Snow likely tonight will drop down to a low of 6. 1 to 2 inches of accumulation is expected here. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.